beautiful day out there. 8:40. This is great golf weather too. This is the kind of day you want to get out there with the clubs. JD Jowett is here from Golf Country. Good morning, JD.
Good morning, Paul.
We've really been blessed with some pretty good weather just lately, haven't we?
We have. It's been super nice. The humidity has been low. Nice little breeze today. You know, it's super comfortable.
Yeah, it has been dry. We, you know, can use a little rain here and there, but not so as to interrupt our golf game. The Junior Golf League has had pretty good weather for their tournaments as well. They're out at, you told me where they are, Lakeview Hills today?
Lakeview Hills today,
okay,
yes.
Got it right.
That's correct, Paul.
A lot of those golfers are under the tutelage of Paul Jacks, who teaches lessons out there, and he's on the line with us this morning. Paul, good morning.
Hey, Paul, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I know you teach golf to golfers of all ages, but these junior golfers have got to be a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah, they're kind of the pride and joy of what we do. I mean, it gives you a chance to almost reminisce with your own kids and watching them grow up. And now you've got a chance to interact with families and these kids. And they really take it seriously. We've had a great week with junior golf up at Golf Country at the Academy. Started Monday, we went to Pine Shores to do a junior clinic. It was well-received. They do a nice job there. We worked on chipping with the kids. There's about 70 kids there. And then on Monday, the Blue Water event took place, and we had some really good results there. We had two first-place finishes. Morgan Jones, who's been playing really good, finished first. He's also a qualifier for the Drive, Chip, and Putt regional competition, so she's done great. Taryn Missing and her brother Trevor are kind of what Golf Country's about, kind of a family thing at Golf Country, as you know, and that family, the Missing family, is really doing a good job. Taryn won her age group on Monday as well, and Trevor has finished third, and he's had a couple seconds in the last couple weeks, so there's a lot of golf going on there. You know, we've got our older kids, Sam Militello, who just had a second place finish in the top 50 for Michigan. So he's doing good. Owen Flannery tied for fourth at Treetops. So it's been really, really exciting this year.
Yeah, and, you know, by learning how to play the game right at a young age, I mean, that's going to help these kids through their whole golf careers, isn't it? Because the older you are and the longer you've been playing with bad habits, the harder it is to break those bad habits, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's what keeps me busy year-round. It's all the bad habits that come in on a weekly basis. There's, you know, and it's good that now parents, you know, they're getting involved with the tours. The Blue Water is a great place to really learn their skills, and they learn about the rules. They learn about etiquette and partnership and friendship. And to me, that's what we do is the most important. You know, we're a family organization. We want people to have fun. We want the kids to have fun. And it does us good to see these young adults going in a positive direction.
Absolutely. And JD, you can attest to that. There have been some great success stories come out of this area, haven't
Yes,
there?
we've had a huge amount of kids go on farther, even to college levels. We have Mason Mott, Austin Carter, to name just a few that are still in the area and playing in competition. And we've had about three generations. Blue Water Junior Golf has actually been around for almost 35 years now. When we first started, we started it when we were down at Boucher and Cuttle. So now we're actually getting the kids. It's amazing. You can see them come through, and they start talking about when they played and what times they had when they were playing. So that's always heartwarming. It's always good to hear that it's continuing on. The organization does really well. They have a great program as far as able to accumulate your scores and to develop profiles with their computer side, what they have online. The kids can plug in their tournament scores, not only in Blue Water, but if they play outside Blue Water in a top 50 or in a Callaway tour, they can start creating a profile for everybody who wants to go to college and maybe have a chance at playing at the college level. This helps college coaches look and see the history of they have accomplished.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Paul, you've been doing this long enough. You've probably taught the kids that you taught at one time.
Oh, yeah. You know, exactly. That's what's starting to happen. And now I'm starting to go to weddings and all this kind of stuff. You know, it's quite the ordeal. And what's really funny is in golf, the fruit does fall close to the tree because most of the kids I'm teaching whose parents I've taught have the same habits as their parents do when they came.
Isn't that funny?
So, It just gets passed down the line.
Yeah, that's great. If somebody wants to set up lessons with Paul, JD, what do they need to do?
Well, they have a couple opportunities. They can go to Golf Country Online, and there is a tab for lessons. They can click on that, and that'll bring Paul's profile up. And then there's a tab just below that that they can click, and it'll take you to Paul's webpage. And he uses USchedule. So you can actually schedule right online. You can do it from the comfort of your home. You can check the lessons available by clicking on the dates and then booking a lesson. All you have to do is put in a password and an ID. And then you can also, the nice thing about this is you can also set up reminders so that, you know, a day before, it'll text you and let you know that you have a lesson with Paul and what time it is, which is a nice, just like doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. It's just a nice reminder. I mean, we leave very busy schedules, so to get a reminder is really good. It's only $45 an hour, and that includes video. And it's, what is it, Paul? Is it 25 or 35 for kids?
35.
35 for kids an hour, and that also includes video. And Paul's very diverse because he can also do, if you want something specific, if you just want a chipping lesson, he can focus the whole hour on that. He also can give you putting lessons and obviously full swing lessons. Anything that you need, he has the latest technology. He uses BodyTrack, which we've talked about in the past. He also uses avatars to show you from different views and different angles that your swing is, so you don't have to just look at it at one dimensional. And then once you do that, or you can call Golf Country at 810-364-9160, and we can walk you through the steps, or you can stop out and talk to Paul before you book a lesson. He's there Monday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. You can stop in and have a 5-minute chat just to see if it's a mix. I always encourage people to do that. And Paul's more than willing to discuss his teaching methods with people and explain to them how he goes about it. He's also certified in adaptive golf through Ping, so he can help people that are in wheelchairs, people that have strokes, in those situations. And he's also a certified club fitter, so he can help you along with your club selection through the lesson process. Because sometimes people don't know if they should actually get fitted for clubs or maybe tune up their swing a little bit before they get fitted.
Right. Paul, you haven't been too busy teaching lessons to go out and play golf yourself, have you?
No, you know, it's really funny. I get asked all the time, well, you must play every day. No, I play very infrequently, to be honest with you. Usually I have to work in a 10-hour day and then driving an hour home.
Yeah.
The last thing I kind of want to do is play golf.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I really don't. But right now, on Fridays, is kind of my day off, so to speak. But all the college kids that I'm teaching, the girls' golf season starting in college, I have quite a few girls from both sides in college right now on golf scholarships. So I've been taking the Friday times and just, we go to a golf course somewhere. I get three or four of them together and do a playing lesson, which is very helpful to them, you know, making sure they're lining up correctly. The little tiny nuances of playing the game,
yeah,
not so much swing-oriented. So that's my golf, really. It's playing with the college kids, some of the high school kids, the more elite juniors that really are taking it really seriously, want to push it that far. I do a playing lessons with them on course. But that's about it. But the thing about it, when I take those kids out, it's really competitive. They want to kick butt. And it's like, I just kind of want to play, guys. I want to have fun. But, no, they get mad if I see me laughing or joking along. Somebody gets serious. So it's kind of tough, you know.
I guess so. You've taught them too well.
No.
Well, keep having a good summer, Paul.
It's really fun.
It sounds like fun. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye now. By the way, JD, this is Christmas in July continuing out of Golf Country, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We actually have a big sale going on. Some of the opportunities you have is if you buy a golf bag, you actually get $15 off any golf balls in the house that you want to purchase. We also have a clothing sale, both men's and ladies. If you buy one piece, you save $5. Two pieces, $15. And if you buy three pieces, you get $25 off the total purchase. We also have a dot system for the ladies that is more reduction. And any of the drivers you purchase through July, except for Ping, you can get $30 off. If you buy an iron set, you can save up to $50. If you buy an iron set and a driver, you get up to $50 off. So it's just a couple opportunities in midsummer that makes it a little bit easier to maybe, you know, politic that a little bit with the committee so
there
you can go out and get a new set of clubs.
Exactly, yeah, there you go. But it's Christmas in July. Come on. Some great prices. There you go. What are your hours out there, JD?
We're open from 9 until 8, Monday through Saturday, and from noon until 5 on Sunday.
All right. Very good. JD, appreciate your time as always. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, JD Jowett from Golf Country with us here on WPHM at 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock.